we're standing, the oval's just over there, the dual carriageways in and bypasses over there, and in front of us, probably what's one of Belfast's biggest bonfires?
I would say it is probably one of the biggest in Belfast at the minute.
What goes into, building a bonfire?
Well, what you have is that you've got a collection period, which leads up to then the building process. The building process here for this here bonfire started on Monday, and it finished this morning. But most of the lads, they probably had, you know, up to 25 or 30 people sort of building this here. I suppose that each area sort of has their own design. A few of the lads here, obviously, I've got quite good at doing this type of bonfire, as you can see.
So it's kind of, it's round, and it's wide at the base, and that goes up
and then
a bit.
It tapers up. What you'll find is that the heavier, more solid pallets are at the bottom. There is a bit, some tires on it, obviously not as much as what there's been in previous years, sort of starting to phase them out, but not just yet. You'll find that, you know, most people will use tires because it is the head. It's not the fact of that, you know, they're not environmentally friendly, if you want, for a better way of putting them, but they do give you height. And if pallets are in short supply at the moment, you know, everybody's struggling for pallets, so that's probably why you'll find it, you know, there'll be some more tires on this. What the lads have done is that, you know, you'll see some scrap wood that's sitting there. You know, it's just not, these bonfires look like pallets, you know, from if you just looked at it now. But what you find is that in the centre is here that it's well based out with scrap wood. So it's packed, you know.
So there's a kind of circumference of pallets.
So circumference of pallets,
and then
yeah.
There's loose stuff in the
middle. But there's loose stuff in the middle, yeah, which is, you know, actually packed down. And then at each level where you see they get different colours of pallets, it's based out in there as well. So it's stacked out. It's got its own sort of subfloor, if you like. What most people like is sort of we get them lit as close to the top as possible. You know, sort of burns from the top down. That seems to be the most favoured way. You know, the bonfire lasts longer then. On a fire sort of way, as here says, you know, it could be burnt at, you know, different parts, but it could be 15 minutes, 20 minutes before it actually catches a light fully.
There are guys kind of wandering around the top there.
Yeah.
Like, sure-footed, like sheep. But
well, it's like anything else, you know. It takes them to keep a concentration, be aware of where they are, be aware of what they're doing. Obviously, most of these here lads have been doing this here for quite some time. You know, they sort of grew up with it. Has there been people fell off bonfires? Yes, there has. Of course there has, you know. I would say you could, at this particular bonfire, you could have upwards of 5,000-6,000 people here. Basically, what they'll do is that they'll come. You know, you'll have families here. You'll have people from, you know, all around the surrounding area. You'll have people in, even from outside the area, mainly because this is one of the bigger bonfires. Mm-hmm. You know, once the fire's lit and it takes hold, at varying degrees, you know, some people stand for half an hour, some people stand for an hour, some people stand for several hours.
How long will it burn? It'll be burning tomorrow morning.
It'll still be burning tomorrow. It'll burn down to a first haze, and then it'll maintain that sort of thing for probably a good 7 or 8 hours.
At that height, you've been looking after this for 24 hours a day?
Well, that's right. You know, obviously people are scared of bonfires getting attacked. I think there was one burnt over in South Belfast, you know. So hard work goes in, and then, you know, it gets lit before the actual event. It doesn't do much good either for, you know, it puts a wee bit of tension there. It doesn't really need to be there. But, you know, when you've got this here in an area where there's no interface anywhere near it, it's here for the community, and it's here for the local people. And
most of the councillors are quite keen to have kind of bonfire schemes and steps of money that you can get if you form different committees, if you start to negotiate about flags, if you start to look at taking tires and things out.
Yeah.
You're not part of that scheme at the moment.
That's not part
What's
of that
thinking?
Scheme. Well, at the end of the day, you know, what they're saying is that they're not going to be bought off, you know, they're not going to be told sort of way what to do by council or by anybody else. You know, this is a community-driven thing.
But would a grant, you know, not go quite far to helping fund what? I mean, some of the stuff is probably donated or whatever and found, well, but there's some of it's bought and there's,
I mean,
a bit of money in it.
I think what you'll find is that tires are phasing out. So I think that'll go natural ways that the tires will probably phase themselves out. You're not really looking to count some money to buy your tires off you. I mean, flags is always a motive issue. People will always say, you know, like, why are you burning a tricolour? Why are you burning the flag of another country? We have had peace here for quite some time now, but, you know, Sinn Féin have never let off that, you know, their aim is still a united Ireland. So whenever you see the like of the tricolour flying in various other areas and seeing this here, that's why you'll find it, it'll be on a bonfire.
If the shoe was on the other foot, if there was a kind of Republican bonfire with a union flag at the top,
it's happened at every Republican bonfire I've ever known. You know, at the end of the day, 14th night, 15th of August, there will be flags, I'm sure, burnt, you know.
And you cope with that.
And you just cope with it, deal with it, you know, it's one night, move on.
You glad you only do this once a year?
I think what you'll find is from the kids break up, you know, if you ask any of the local kids here, you know, their focal point sort of away from Easter is the bonfire. Once Easter is over, they focus on the bonfire.
So start, how many have you built over the years?
Quite a few. 40, I'm 47 now, so, you know, from being able to sort of get on them, I've been on quite a few.